Once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, there's steps. Okay. I'm a little bad on steps. Oh, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Fine, thank you. Nice to see you. Pardon me?
I love your shoes. Where did you find those?
I don't remember. A long time ago. I only wear them for the show, so they've lasted me 10, 12 years.
I meant what bowling alley. I meant what bowling alley.
Bowling alley? Come on. They don't have the right soles for bowlers. Oscar A. Roar is here. Oscar, hear me roar, they call him, I bet you. Do they? Is that what they call you?
Part of the time.
Part of the time.
Rest of the time, you don't want to hear what they call you.
Right. That's right.
How are you?
Good.
Retired maintenance from what? What'd you do? Your maintenance of what?
The buildings, the grounds.
Any particular ones or?
Yeah, Rock County, Wisconsin.
In Rock County, Wisconsin. Oh, yo, you're from Janesville. That's right. You want to get up? Just there he is. Oscar A. Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, from Janesville. Do you know Paulie Ryan, or maybe I shouldn't?
Do I know him?
Yeah.
He lives in Janesville, but I don't know him.
Oh, you ever run into him or anything?
Nope.
No? Never bought you a beer or nothing? Or?
No, he didn't.
Okay, all right. See, that proves it. Thanks. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming here. Your daughter wishes she were here. Where is she now?
She's back home in Westby, Wisconsin.
Westby. Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, she can join us. Well, she's close to us. She could come to the show in Madison.
She's busy moving right now.
All right. Always something, isn't it, with these kids? Pip Fisher, do you like crunchy foods? Hey, Pip. Can I get you up here?
Sure.
There's Pip. Why do you ask, Pip? I'm just going to...
My greatest irritation in life is hearing people chew crunchy foods. It's like nails on a
chalk. That is your greatest irritation?
Oh,
you're
man.
A lucky man. If that's...
Well, it's a big irritation for me, but yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's probably not that...
Like nothing else bothers you in the world except someone eating a crunchy...
I tolerate an awful lot, yeah.
I think it's worth having that irritation if nothing else bothers... I mean, that's amazingly... That's fantastic.
Well, I guess I didn't think of it as that remarkable, but...
No, I think it's totally remarkable. That's the only thing that bothers you.
Well, I mean, there are other things
that bother you. Do you yourself eat crunchy foods? Is it just when others do it?
It's just when others do it, yeah. And if I'm eating crunchy foods when other people are eating crunchy foods, then it balances out and then it's okay. It's just if I can hear... I work in a big office, and if somebody's eating their potato chips on the other side of the wall, and I can hear the crunch, 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 and it just... It really...
You know, that's kind of a soft crunch. It's not like granola or something like that.
Well, you'd be surprised how well people can crunch when they're working at it.
Do you feel the need to say something to them? Like, can you...
No, I usually just go the passive-aggressive route of put my iPod on and crank it up so that I focus on something else.
Because they could dip them in water first or something.
That I have...
If it pleaseth you...
I could suggest that next time.
Are you the boss in that office? Or
no. No, I'm the low man on the totem pole there.
You're just sitting there being irritated. Are people aware of your irritation?
No,
Is it visible if I were crunching and would a guy see it in your face?
You might notice that I had my iPod on and I didn't before. Yeah. That would be the only outward sign. I try not to be, too... all up in people's face about it.
No. And you're not a scary individual at all, being, you're kind of a big fellow.
I wouldn't want to be.
No. All right, thank you very
much.
Nice
to meet you.
That clears that up. Don't crunch around Pip Fisher. You saw him. There he is. He's from Granger. Please say hi to your daughters from us Iowans. Okay, hi, daughters. Ellie and Nora. Now Nora just went to college, which is just down the block from us, but I still never see her, so it's like she's left on it. Just so it's me and whatever her name is. we got married to have a family. We had a family. Now what? The uneasy feeling. We have to, talk to each other and stuff. I don't know in that situation, but it's... Okay, anyhow, I don't want to get into that. Rusty Bowman is a semi-retired farmhand and from Alexander, Iowa. Asked me if I am better off now than I was 4 years ago. No, I'm not. I mean, for me, it's just worse and worse every year, but I don't blame Obama for it. That's the difference, you know. Now, where is Rusty? Oh, wait, Rusty's down. Oh, that was you, Rusty. Okay, I should have known that was something you would have said. Do you want to elaborate on that?
No, I just was trying to supply you with a straight line so you could... I tried.
What are we doing? Are we running out of time? Is that what that means? Oh, okay. That means we got to play the What Do You Know quiz. Well, that we don't have to. We could do something else. I don't know. We could dance. We could just have the band playing. We could dance instead if you want to. Yeah, I'm going to get you to come up here. Before we play the What Do You Know quiz, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. And you are?
Susan.
Susan. She just goes by the one name. And like Madonna and various other people.
The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, I got pulled over for being overweight in a blue zone. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its members, stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Thank you very much. Let's see the hands of those of you who care to raise them to indicate an interest in the What Do You Know quiz. You want to play? This is an important moment for you in personal history. Now, you're probably thinking that I could do this and that a lot of... And then you... Oh, come on, all right. I don't know. He wore the good shirt, he just didn't button it. I don't know what the deal is. Can't you get the buttons to work on that shirt, or what's going on?
No, they're defective.
Oh, defective buttons, okay. You might want to go with a zipper or something, or a jumpsuit.
I'm going to, rubber bands or something.
Something. Hi, who are you?
My name's Steve Tilkus.
Steve, are you from around here? Or?
Yeah, I live in the great city of Grundy Center. It's about 25
Grundy
miles.
Grundy Center! Home of Felix Grundy. Steve, huh?
Yes, sir.
Steve, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's been a lifelong dream.
Whoa, that's hard to beat. Come on down, Steve. Walk this way, or any way you care to walk. Don't do this. Slow motion, that's good. And then walk this way. All right. Have a seat there. Yourself to home. That bottle of water is absolutely free. It's yours. Take it with you or do as you please. You need a little libation there in the water sense of the word.
Thank you.
So, Steve, what do you do these days?
I'm a sales rep for a company that sells auto body tools, equipment, and printing.
Auto body tools like grinders and buffers and reamers and
pullers. We focus on pullers and processes like parts carts.
Parts carts?
Yeah, it's a great product.
Do I need one of those?
No.
Let me hear your pitch.
No, you're not on our target market.
Well, supposing I was, how would you sell me a parts cart?
Well, I'd focus on the process of increased efficiency. You know, the idea is...
Oh, that doesn't work with me, Steve.
No, I understand.
That kind of stuff doesn't play with me. Well, I bet you're very good at it. And, Steve, have you heard of the What Do You Know quiz before? Are you familiar with it?
I love the What Do You Know quiz.
You do, really?
Yes, I do.
So this is a lifetime dream.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you a trivia buff? Or you do that kind of stuff?
I try to be, although my brother and I were talking this morning. I've not kept up on current events. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we might bypass that category.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be a problem, really. all right, that's good. So you're anxious to do this. We're going to get you in on this. And someone at home will play along with you. But, Michelle, how do they do that?
They are going to pick up the phone and dial 319-273-5427 and answer a qualifying question.
Is there an easy way to remember that?
There is.
Yes.
317-APE liar.
317?
Oh, sorry, 319, ape liar.
Ape liar, or 319-273-5427. And if they can answer this qualifying question, which is quite simply, whatever happened to the Civil War soldiers' orphan home? And everybody knows that one, so that should be a, you know, the Civil War soldiers' orphan home that used to be here in Cedar Falls, right? Right in Cedar Falls. Yeah, the Civil War soldiers' orphan home, whatever happened to that? Very popular question. I'm glad I thought of it. Let's go to the phones right now. Jessica is on the line from Vinton, Iowa. Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinton. Oh. Sorry, I got excited. Hi.
Hi.
A lot of Vinton people here. Or fans.
Not too far away.
Yeah, fans of Vinton. Big fans of Vinton. You know about the Civil War soldiers' orphan home, Jessica?
I'm thinking as hard as I can about it right now.
You're thinking what?
I'm thinking about it. Is it part of the UNI campus now?
Oh, are you saying that over the years it actually became the University of Northern Iowa?
Yeah, I think it did.
I'm thinking you're right, Jessica. How about that? Oh. How about that? You didn't Google that, did you, Jessica?
No.
No.
No, I just used my vast knowledge of the state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jessica, what are you doing these days?
Just, I work at this State Historical Museum for the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs.
Oh, you do. What do you got going on there right now?
We're working on new grants for our Iowa Great Places program.
Oh, you have grants on display there? I mean, there are cases filled with grants.
We're giving out money to our towns.
Okay. Is there a number I can call? Because I can represent. Jessica, this is Steve. He's your partner in crime here.
Awesome.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Steve.
The two of you are a team now. You work together and collaborate on all questions here on this show. And Michelle, what categories do we have?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Jessica, let's pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's start with things you should have learned in school.
Okay, things you should have learned in school, had been paying attention. The Indian tribal name Iowa means one of the following. It means one who does one of the following. One who, A, runs like a deer. One who puts to sleep. Or one who hunts like bear. The name Iowa, the tribal name.
What do you think, Steve? None of those choices are what they taught me in school.
No, I don't remember that part either.
No?
Although I am kind of leaning towards the sleep part.
Oh, you're leaning towards sleep, are you? Want to go back to your seat and really put your feet up? So you're saying puts to sleep. Jessica, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm stuck because I was always taught that Iowa meant beautiful land.
Oh, yeah, that's one theory.
So let's go with one Steve thought.
Yes, one who puts this, that's what it means, actually. We don't know what it means, but that's what it means. I mean, we don't know why they did that. Apparently, the original inhabitants told long, pointless stories.
One right, okay. No wrong.
And what's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
Steve, what do
you
have?
I'm going to live on the edge. We're going to go with the current events.
Oh, good. Very good. 1,335 pounds for a boar is pretty good, you got to admit. But really, relatively, Punkin, the fattest ever rabbit, is a behemoth. At what weight? The largest rabbit at the fair ever weighed in, we'll take an approximation on this. How many pounds?
What latitudes have you given me?
Huh?
How much? What's my variance?
Your variance? I don't know what you're talking about.
Good question, huh?
What are you talking about? Zoning commissioner? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to guess 56 pounds.
Ooh, no, that's a pretty big variance. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It was 20 pounds, a little over 20 pounds. 20 pounds, 4.5 ounces. 56-pound rabbit you don't want to meet.
No. Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
All right, don't worry about it.
That's one white, one right, and one wrong.
Okay, I'll have whatever she's had. And what's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Jessica, back to you.
People.
People, it is. Alrighty, let's see here now. The percentage of Iowans who fall asleep outside of their beds. This means like once or one time or more a week. Okay, at least once a week. You know, you fall asleep and you're not in your bed, is all I'm saying. That's all they're saying here. Is it A, 27%, 45%, or 56%, according to the Better Sleep Council? Iowans who fall asleep outside of their actual bed.
You think maybe 56%?
Well, I think the Better Sleep people know their stuff, and yeah.
It's pretty high, though.
Yeah, well, you could be right, Michael.
Seems pretty high.
That's
like almost 60% of people. Yeah, 6 out of 10 people are not sleeping in their bed.
Maybe it's the other one. Maybe it's the middle one.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You're thinking 45%?
Yeah, that's it.
Just yeah, that's it.
45%, yes, 45%. You know. I mean, one time or more a week. Thanks so much, Dan.
Two right, one wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends. No, okay. We did already one of those. People, places, or science.
Okay. No.
Places, science, or odds and ends.
Have any of those. Your choice.
I like places.
You like places anyhow, so that's the important thing.
Yes.
Okay, if you're female, I'm saying yeah, Steve, yeah, you're upset. Yeah. If you're female and you want to live as long as possible, what county in Iowa should you head for?
Well, it's got to be a rural county.
Okay. I should give you choices here, but I don't have one.
Jessica's. Well, you're
Black Hawk County, Story County, or... what's the other one? Give me a county.
Johnson.
Where?
Johnson.
Johnson. Johnson. Obviously, it's not Johnson because I didn't have it down here. So we know it's not Johnson. It's unlikely it's Blackhawk because I just came up with that because we're here.
So maybe
or Story County.
Story.
Oh, I agree.
Story County? Story County, 83.1 years older. You're not trying.
Congratulations.
And Michelle, what have they won?
Steve, you will be taking an exclusive museum vault tour of the State of Iowa Historical Building on East Locust Street, Des Moines, home of the State Historical Society of Iowa. And then return here to Cedar Falls with tickets to an upcoming performance at the Strayerwood Theater. Innovative, captivating, real theater on the campus of Northern Iowa for over 30 years. Plus, stay warm all the way until Christmas with an IPR fleece pullover from IPR Radio. Jessica, add classic images of Americana to your coffee table with a book by Kate Jennings featuring the artwork of Grant Wood from the Grant Wood Art Gallery in Anamosa, Iowa. Keep your stuff in a sturdy nylon string bag from the University of Northern Iowa. Go Panthers! And stay fashionably public radio with a handsome t-shirt from Iowa Public Radio. Play the What Do You Know the Party game, including the corn-fed Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Steve. Great job. Jessica, hang on a line just a second. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.